News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Star Spencer High School canceled classes for the rest of the week after the shooting death of a student yesterday that happened off school grounds. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says the shooting happened near Northeast 33rd and Paradise Drive near the school campus. The Sheriff's Office also says one student is dead and another is in custody. The school says counselors will be on campus the rest of the week should students or staff need support. A 17-year-old boy shot and killed himself at the Tulsa Boys Home. An off-duty Tulsa police officer was teaching an archery class at the facility when the boy reportedly approached the officer from behind, took the officer's gun from the holster, and shot himself. The Tulsa Boys Home is a residential treatment facility for troubled teenage boys. Homelessness largely stems from mental illness or addiction. That from Tulsa County Sheriff Vic Rigaldo to state lawmakers looking for answers to homelessness. The sheriff says fixing the problem has to begin with improved treatment, not sending people to jail.
In Oklahoma, I run the largest mental health facility, and unfortunately, it's at the David L. Moss Jail. And we are continuously full, and that's at a $3 million a year on taxpayer money.
The sheriff says the state agency charged with dealing with mental illness and addiction is instead defunding the best programs found to actually help people get out of homelessness through treatment. A first of its kind drone competition. Radio Oklahoma's David McCollum has details.
Aviation students from 30 high schools across the state recently competed in a series of drone search and rescue challenges in Stillwater. Contestants were judged in real-world scenarios that included a downed kayaker, a snake bite victim, and a hiker lost in the woods. The team from Wilson High School took home the title of Oklahoma Fly Forward Search and Rescue State Champions.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
In every corner of the state, there is a great Radio Oklahoma News Network affiliate. In fact, more than 52 stations are proud to be RON affiliates. The reason is we're Oklahoma-owned, and our newscasts come from our Oklahoma newsroom. Find Radio Oklahoma on all social media platforms, plus our trusty website, radiooklahomanews.com.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at TSETHealthyYouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.